Blog Talk Radio.
I'ma be a West Coast nigga to the death. Dogs to the right, nose to the left. Gangsters don't dance, we just do the two-step. If them guns get drawn, then we shootin' two tests. I'ma be a West Coast nigga to the death. Dogs to the right, nose to the left. Gangsters don't dance, we just do the two-step. If them guns get drawn, then we shootin' two tests. It's the four fingers up, two twisted in the middle. Compton, Watts, Long Beach, and South Central. My flow so cold, I still smoke on fire. Blown to the point I can't get no higher. On some one west shit, niggas on the same team. Overtime hustle, my niggas is gangrene. Cherry old school, I call it Christine. No homo, I can spit a flame in 16. Young niggas running wild, bred to show no fear. 80s baby Compton swap me for LA years. Rolled a kush up and smoked with my LA peers. Tattoos on faces, never shed no tears. Ain't shit changed.
we still getting slept on. Mask on face and suckers getting crept on. Low lows and foes, it's the Cali thing. Catch me dipping with your bitch, show her how the caddy swing.
I'ma be a West Coast nigga to the death. Dogs to the right, lows to the left. Gangsters don't dance, we just do the two-step. If them guns get drawn, then we shootin' two tests. I'ma be a West Coast nigga to the death. Dogs to the right, lows to the left. Gangsters don't dance, we just do the two-step. If them guns get drawn, then we shootin' two tests.
Riverside is my cornerstone, the soil is full of bones. The bullets, they come in clones, we're itching the cortisone. 420 up by the zone, smoking the caddy bronze. The brim with the chucks on, bouncing, turning the California. The weather is bipolar, the police with cold shoulders. The pistol, we keep it packing, dirt napping like Chris Dorner. When niggas are plenty game and murder for anything, the bitches, they make it rain. When they twerk at the booty bang, get revenue avenues, that tripping's the only move. Negative in my presence disappears off my latitude. Mortuary, your fame, the funeral's in your name. Boom blocker, blocker, DNA with the stain. The hoes writing on 30, a throwaway for the birdie. The G's is riding dirty, the youngins are getting worthy. The land of my acres are crooked, L.E. Calios. Through Switzerland in the middle, respect a nice West Coast.
I'ma be a West Coast nigga to the death. Dogs to the right, close to the left. Gangsters don't dance, we just do the two-step. If them guns get drawn, then we shoot two tests. I'ma be a West Coast nigga to the death. Dogs to the right, close to the left. Gangsters don't dance, we just do the two-step. If them guns get drawn, then we shoot two tests.
Hey, West Coast sizzle from the hub where niggas bang bang. To me, I never really had a choice, it was a family thing. Before a nigga hit the porch, already had the nickname. Sagging on my way to school, breaking all the rules. Mama tried to move me out the hood to Ontario. That ain't even matter, niggas banging in Ontario. Robbing and flipping the zone, packing the heat in the chrome. Waiting outside of your home, cop the kids out of we on. Sizzle, in that county green where I blow. I'm from the city where brothers robbing and get dope. C-O-N-P-T-O-N, just thought I'd let you know. We get that work from overseas, we need a quarter boat. Fly it in a plane, or ship it in a boat. Either way, it's coming, it's motivation to get more. Gang banging is no longer riding, graduated. Started from the bottom, but most of my niggas finally
it
made it.
It wouldn't be West Coast without Mexicans. Dropping Chevys to the floor, that's a testament. Yo soy Mexicano, what I represent. I supreme MC, and it's evident. Cali resident, watch the temperament. Sign on the mic, it's like it's heaven sent. Set a precedence, what's your preference? King on the scene, here's your evidence. Speak with excellence, causing detriment. All you rappers getting found in the sediment. Call your reverend, cause I'm severing. Ain't no sentiment in my regiment. Bars are negligent, rhymes are excrement. Get your young ass safe, that's a definite. I'm perfecting spit by perplexing it. When trajection hit, then I'm ending it.
Yeah. What it's like for a nigga like me? Living out his backpack every night, needed a new place to sleep.
But this is now, nigga.
One's for the money, two for the bitch ass. Three to get ready, cause I feel I finally did it. Four's for the jealous rapper, mad because he finished.
Turn that motherfucker to a critic, man. I got so much shit up on my plate, dog.
I was hanging on them corners late, pockets went straight, bitch. I ain't gonna make it at this rate, dawg. Know what I'm saying, nigga? Praying up for God, just hoping that he here, nigga. I know the world got more problems and it's much bigger, but I figured I get some shit up off my chest. So all my niggas I would die for, load my pistol up, go out and war for. So all my niggas that'll never make it out the streets, fucking keep going hard, don't let them see you weak. To all my niggas first time stepping in the pen, read a book and exercise, keep your spirit in. To all my niggas that's gonna fuck around and die today, take our hats off, bow our heads and let us pray. Just wanna say, hey,
bless my nigga, bless my nigga. Really think about it, could be worse, my nigga. Don't stress, my nigga. Yes, my nigga. We all bless, my nigga. Stay blessed, my nigga. Bless, my nigga. Really think about it, could be worse, my nigga. Don't stress, my nigga. Yes, my nigga. We all bless, my nigga,
Now how the fuck I'm supposed to say this? You see, my nigga just lost a son while I'm here hugging on my daughter. I grip her harder, kiss her on the head as I cry for a bit. thinking of some bullshit to tell them, like, it'll be okay, you'll be straight, it'll be alright. Fuck that shit, whatever you need, yo, I got it,
yo, I got it.
Whether it's money or some weed, I'm putting in work, fuck it, then I'm right,
then I'm right.
You know what's up, and now niggas couldn't stick around. Told myself that after y'all moved, that I'd be a fucking fool to be living by the street rules.
Yeah.
Fuck police tattoos, that happens when you ditch school. But anyway, keep the faith, stay strong, bruh. Remain solid, bruh. Keep playing ball, cause it's the only way about it, bruh. A nigga proud of ya. Tell Floyd to enjoy his newborn seed, I have whatever he needs.
Yeah.
We the last of a dying breed, live like smoke trees. See how far we come, but most I'm sorry for your son.
Say, bless my nigga. Bless my nigga. Really think about it, could be worse, my nigga. Don't stress, my nigga. Yes, my nigga. We all bless, my nigga. Stay blessed, my nigga. Bless my nigga. Really think about it, could be worse, my nigga. Don't stress, my nigga. Yes, my nigga. We all bless, my nigga.
And you ain't gotta shed no tear. I'll be everywhere, but I'm always be right here. I ain't forgot those years. I'll be everywhere, but I'm always be right here.
Place. Wait, never grow to see the pearly gates break. Every time a bullet detonate, dates of obituary carry crates of a scary picture with a family member that relate to you in December. You was finna pin another case on your record in a stolen expedition. Play it safe as the record spinning. You was hearing angels in the pain. Every point intended that was wicked coming from your brain. Recognize you listen and you didn't hit the block and aim. That's because a minute after you had knew you would be slain. Open up another chapter in the book and read a game. Story of a gun clapper really trying to make a change. Everybody ain't
blessed, my nigga.
Yes, my nigga, you're blessed. Take advantage, do your best, my nigga. Don't stress. You was granted everything inside this planet. Anything you imagine, you possess, my nigga. You reject these niggas that neglect your respect for the progress of a baby step, my nigga. Step, step, my nigga. 1, 2, skip, skip, back, back. Look both ways, pull it off the hip. Blast at anybody say that you can't flip this crack into rap music. Every other zip is a track. Get used to it, get it up quick. Come back, give back to the city you built. That's that. Don't trip, see money, fuck niggas, dog. It ain't nothing but a bunch of fuck niggas, dog. In a minute, everybody go be winning. Put a little faith in it, then recognize that we all
bless, my nigga. Bless, my nigga. Really think about it, could be worse, my nigga. Don't stress, my nigga. Yes, my nigga. We all bless, my nigga. Stay blessed, my nigga. Bless, my nigga. Really think about it, could be worse, my nigga. Don't stress, my nigga. Yes, my nigga. We all bless, my nigga,
FirstFamRadio.com. FirstFamRadio.com.
Yeah.
while my brain swing low, 6-4-8 switches. Break the fuck around with a few good bitches. Roll up, nigga, hold me a drink. WS, so what you think? Cops into the break of dawn. I beat it in your head like a police baton. I said just in case, throwing a couple of W's in your face. Cheer, cheer. West Coast, we do it so well. Ain't hard to tell. Compton, we do it so well. You can check the smell. J-Lo smoke so well.
FirstFamRadio.com. FirstFamRadio.com.
Yeah, yeah, what's going on, peoples? It's your boy Chill Gizzy, man, live and direct, man, all the way from Trenton, New Jersey, man. Got the big homie on the line, man. We got Big True, you know what I mean? I want to welcome the big homie to the show, man.
For sure, man. Good looking.
Oh, man, you know what I mean? I was trying my baddest, man, to get free, man, to try to get into that that Hall of Fame event, man. I know you just you said you just got back today, right?
Actually, no, I got back yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Saturday. I got back Saturday.
Okay, for sure. Just for the listeners, man, that's not familiar with you, you know what I mean? I mean, just give them a brief little introduction of who you are and your background.
Okay, yeah, my name is Big True, Truman Jefferson. Everybody calls me Big True. I got a song on Tupac's second album. I produced Represent 93, which is song number 10. Produced it, mixed it, and that's pretty much my background dealing with Tupac. I always get asked the story, how'd you meet Pac, and, you know, and that kind of thing. Hence, the book is coming out. The book just tells you the story behind how I met Pac,
yeah.
You know, things behind
Studio
the song, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. I was just checking that out, man. But you was just here at the Hall of Fame, man. Just for the listeners out there, you know what I mean, that didn't get to make it, and you know what I mean, just tell us from your eyes and your experience, man. Do you think he was honored? Did they bring him in the right way?
Man, the show was off the hook. Snoop really did his thing, and Alicia Keys came out. Man, she was phenomenal. The whole performance was phenomenal.
Word.
It was a cool evening.
Now I seen a lot of people said T.I. was there. You know, he performed. You know what I mean? And I guess they wasn't feeling the outfit of Tupac that he wore. Hey, what was your opinion on that? If you could comment on it.
Okay, my opinion is his stylist, whoever it was, had him wearing the wrong thing. I mean, because to me, don't get me wrong, Pac wore the exact same thing, but everybody can't wear that. As a matter of fact, because he was doing Keep Your Head Up, he looked at that, Keep Your Head Up, and wore something according to that. I understand he's trying to honor Pac and do one of his, you know saying, one of his outfits, but that wasn't one of Pac's best outfits, and can't everybody pull that off.
Yeah, everybody can't wear that. For sure, man, you know what I mean? I seen they had the West Coast brought out, I think it was YG came out too.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
YG came out.
I heard it was a real good event, man. What's some of your memories, you know what I mean, like, you know, working with Tupac, that, you know what I mean, you know, one of your favorite moments you like to, if you could tell us.
Okay, September 27th, 1992. There was a few things happening there. That was my birthday that day. But I remember we was in the studio, and Pac was actually in the movie Menace to Society. Okay, so in the meantime, I don't know what happened, but he came back to the studio, and he was like, you know, he was pissed off about it, you know.
Uh-huh.
I guess the dress rehearsal didn't go cool, whatever. So he was like, man, fuck that. I'm not cool with that, whatever, right? So his manager, H.M. Gregory, had called Pac up, said, you know, Pac, you know, you should go back, you know. You could use the money, whatever. And then Pac went back, but they were like, we don't want you. And it was like, man, Pac was hot. So, you know, he came back to the studio. We chopped it up, you know. And then it was a rapper by the name of MC Smooth. This is for us, man. I didn't know who she was. It's a rapper. I came rapper in the MC Smooth. And she came through, and then her and Pac had a rap battle. And they was both going at it, but Pac was throwing a blunt. He was like, I'm good. I'm through. And she was still going on. He's like, look, chick, I'm through. Said, you see me over here rolling this blunt? I'm through. And she, you know, she kind of, you know, kind of like butt hurt. But, but working with Pac, I mean, I got spoiled. Because he would do a song in 5 to 10 minutes. I mean, verse, hook, everything. It'd be good. He'd go in the booth. We're talking about one take. They'll be out going to Roscoe's, Chicken and Waffles, smoke some weed. You know, I didn't smoke no weed. But you know what I'm saying? We go kick it, whatever, you know, hit Roscoe's.
Yeah.
Go to a comedy club or whatever.
And was the Outlaws around you at this time, too?
No, as a matter of fact, no. That was before the Outlaws. As a matter of fact, I think the Outlaws probably came like 94.
A little later on and everything.
Yeah,
because at one point they said Tupac was staying in Oakland. You know what I mean?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, when I met Pac, you staying in Oakland.
Oh, that's for sure. So that was like a little after the Digital Underground days, or, you know what I mean? Was he still rocking with them?
It was actually during Digital Underground days. As a matter of fact, I guess Juice went pretty good, whatever. And his first album, you know, did okay. It didn't go gold yet, but it did okay. And he lived in an apartment by the lake. And I recall when I was doing songs for him and everything, we went by his house, you know, his apartment. And it was pretty dirty. dishes everywhere and all this, you know. But the funny thing was, Pac had a room at the Lake Montrose Hotel. He had a suite, my bad. He had a permanent suite.
Okay.
Even though he had an apartment in Oakland, you can tell it was heck of cats there. But, you know, you can tell he wasn't there that much.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because the way it was cut.
Yeah, it was like hella cats there, but he was always in Hollywood, as a matter of fact. And I recall working on the album, and when I first went down there, that's when I first heard Mary J. Blige. I mean, the whole week I was down there, Mary J. Blige was the soundtrack to the whole fucking week. It was like Real Love, back to back.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like, I didn't know who Mary J. Blige was, you know. I'm like, man, check this out. We put it on and we rocked with it the whole day. Even though we did some, you know, the song in the studio, we popping this and then pop back in Mary J. Blige. And that was like, what's real? I've never even heard of her.
And, your first time hearing her, man, what you thought? Thought she was dope.
I thought it was phenomenal because it was nothing like I ever heard before. It was like something, you know what I'm saying, I thought should be done. But, I mean, she did it. And that real love, it was like, man. It was
the only
song
in Pop. So they never really did no records together neither, huh? But they was fly.
Yeah, you know, I don't think they did. But
yeah, that's,
Pac was a huge Mary J. Blige fan. I mean, a huge.
Yeah, that
I'm talking about,
have
you listened to it?
Word. Did you ever get to work with them, like, on any albums, like, later on with the Death Row era, or...?
No, as a matter of fact, me and my partner, Deion Evans, he's the one that did Brenda's Had a Baby and a few other songs. We went down there, but we you know, it was, Pac was like, you know, it was Death Row. It was like, you know, they already had it already done pretty much.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then Death Row was, they was kind of deep back in that time, man, you know what I mean? Did he ever call you and tell you, like, you know, him really, he wasn't happy over there?
No, as a matter of fact, We talked, but we didn't talk about him, you know, about him not being happy with Death Row. But I know the kind of artist Pac was, he wanted to do his own thing. It was like Death Row with Death Row, but he eventually wanted to do his own thing.
Yeah, because Death Row was, you know, they had a different rap. I mean, I think he had, what, like a 4-album deal with him or something?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. So,
yeah,
you know, he wanted to do his own label thing and, you know, that kind of thing, which, to me, it would have been perfect, you know, because Pac was like, you know, getting into his whole business as far as capitalizing off his talent.
No doubt, man. So with the record representing 93, man, you know how y'all come up with that record, man? I know you get asked this question like a million times, but, you know, one time for the East Coast, man.
Okay. Well, basically, I was listening to a group called, the group was called Joe Public, and they had a song called This One's For You, and they were doing shouts out to, you know, whoever, you know, whatever. So I heard the video on, I think, Video Soul or something like that. So I sampled, I taped it on my VHS. And then I sampled it on my VHS. And then at that time, I was always sampling Scarface and E-40, putting them on the hook. Scarface and E-40. And at the beginning of that song, he goes, "I got a head, but ain't no screws in it for Scarface."
I remember that.
And then it's got, part of the hook is E-40, Money, Money, Money by the Ton. And then pretty much the beat was already done. And what it was, I got a partner named Gubb. His name is Joe Flowers. We used to be in the basement in Oakland on Congress Avenue, you know, doing beats or whatever, you know, people come through, whatever. So I left my equipment there overnight, which I never do. So I had that beat playing overnight. So my partner Gubb called me up. He's like, "True, man, you got these folks over here filling this beat." I'm like, you know, okay, cool. So I went over there. Richie Rich was there. Gubb was there. You know, Pac was there. And everybody was freestyling to the beat, you know. And then Pac and Gubb, I got into an argument because Pac asked Gubb, "Okay, Gubb, whose beat is this? Who did the beat?" And then Gubb said, "True did the beat." So then Pac was like, "Cool, man, I want this beat, man. I'm going to fly you to Hollywood, whatever." And I'm like, "All right, cool, it's good." And then Gubb was like, "Boy, hold up. Y'all did this beat in my basement. I get first dibs." So Pac and Gubb was going back and forth, and then all of a sudden Pac said, "Fuck it, I don't want the beat." So I'm like, hold up, it's my beat. You know what I'm saying? And Pac, he cut. So, you know, the next day, as a matter of fact, Gubb called me up. He said, "Man, Pac want to call you." You know what I'm saying? So I said, "Well, give me my number." So then Pac called me up and everything. He said, "Man, I don't want any beat. I wanted that beat." I said, "I got more beats." So he said, "Play me one." I played them exact same sample and everything. I think I changed the sample a little bit and changed the bass line. He said, "All right, I'll take that one."
He
came through and got a cassette tape and everything. And next thing you know, the next 3 days I was in Hollywood.
Oh, shit. Now, let me ask you this. Now, back in the day, you know what I mean, you know, when you was producing, you know what I mean, in that time, you know, can you give me a difference between how y'all was working then versus now? You know what I mean? Just for, you know, up-and-coming producers.
Okay, well, nowadays, everything is pretty much software. Back then, everything was pretty much hardware. We had an MPC. Well, I didn't have an MPC, but I had an MC50. It was about rolling a sequencer, sound module, drum machine. So just imagine if you got like a sound module and a drum machine, you would have a quarter-inch outputs into a mixing board. So it's going to be hella chords, hella spaghetti. Whereas now, I do everything in the box. You know what I'm saying? I use a laptop, and everything is in the box. My laptop is like 50 million times more powerful than what I had back then.
Oh, shit.
So, you know, back then, I mean, it was like, as far as sampling time, I think I had something like 12-second sampling time at 12 bits. Whereas now, sampling time is unlimited.
Oh, yeah, you can do whatever you want now. Chop it up, screw it.
Yeah, exactly. So, and as far as drums, even back then, I used to use breakbeats. I'd get a breakbeat record and pretty much I had a breakbeat tape. Get my cassette tape, let's do a breakbeat I'm on, and I take it and I chop the samples up, the kicks and the snares. You know, same way I do it now. But back then, you know, it was, you had to be more precise because you didn't have that much sample time to work with.
Yeah,
but,
and that's all. I just had to give him a little lesson because I got my peoples up here at the station with me, man. And he's a so-called producer. So, you know, I had to jab him a little bit, you know what I mean? Because you're a vet, man. So, you know, we gotta get him some knowledge on where, you know what I mean, a producer come from, you know what I mean? I wanted to ask you, how did you get – well, I know a little bit of how you got involved in to photography and video production, man. What are your views, you know, what are some of the things you're doing right now, you know, in regards to that?
Okay, as a matter of fact, I'm working on a few indie films. As a matter of fact, I got into photography by accident. I got a partner, his name is Todd Stansberry. He's a big-time music video director and everything. As a matter of fact, he just did the last Mary J. Blige and Kanye video last week.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, I started with him, as a matter of fact. As a matter of fact, we started doing music before he started doing music videos. As a matter of fact, he did the last Mary J. Blige, Kanye video. He did the J-Lo video on the floor. He did so many videos, two Neo videos. He did a Nas video. Two videos. So I worked with him, you know, doing music videos. So, and then he was doing photography. You know, I was asking him, you know, what kind of camera to get. He said, well, true, man, get that Canon 7D. So I got the Canon 7D.
That's serious.
Yeah. Then I started doing photography. And then, you know, it just grew as a business. I started doing weddings and, you know, that kind of thing. As a matter of fact, I was doing a friend of mine's wedding. And then, you know, I got clients from there. It was like, man, I don't do weddings. Yeah, I seen the money.
I do weddings. I would have did the same thing, man. Is it a different love for it, man, than, you know what I mean, music?
No, to me, it's all the same. It's all creativity. As a matter of fact, I put as much effort into my music as photography, film. As a matter of fact, I do a little acting, too, as a matter of fact. I've been on TV a few times, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah, I was saying that. How that been for you, man, making that transition?
Oh, that's just cool. As a matter of fact, I got a lead role in a small film coming up. I think we film in San Diego, I think, like next week, I think. No, week after next.
Okay. Now, you know, you pursuing other ventures in acting, though? Like, what's some of the roles you want to go tackle?
Oh, well, see, like, I'm telling you, when I've been acting, I've been doing, like, roles like I played a SWAT cop, I played a detective. And it was cast like, wait a minute, how's she playing a cop? Yeah, I hung with a colorful crowd, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? So everybody's all gangsters. So they know me from the, you know, for the streets. They're like, wait a minute, dude, how's she playing a cop? Out of all people, you. I said,
yeah, right. You know what I mean? So you be out there with the SWAT gear and the M16 rifles and all that?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, E-40 had a video called Function. I was in that video, and it was a trip because we almost went to jail. As a matter of fact, for some reason, I guess the cats doing the video didn't have no permits to have those guns outside the club. So me and about four of the dudes in our SWAT gear, we outside the club, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, what he was doing was they were filming us going in the club. They filmed our feet first and then the middle part and then the top part, you know, going in slow motion, I guess. So we out there, whatever, then the police pull up. And then four more pull up, and then five more pull up. And then I'm like, whoa, what's going on here? And the dude said, drop your weapons. I'm like, what the fuck? But that was back a few years ago. See, nowadays, they just shoot nowadays.
Yeah, nowadays,
they drop your weapon.
Catch.
It's just it shoot like, oof, my bad. It was fake, you know. But they was fake guns. So, you know, and then they said, drop your weapons and everything. And they wanted to get everybody's name and all that crap. I was not giving him my name. That's what I wasn't going to do. So I just slipped out. Actually, no, the news, he walked off already. And the cop said, well, where did the other guy go to? I said, you know what? Let me go find him. I'll be right back. I went and changed on hoodie and jeans and sneakers and walked out. I ain't to give you my name.
Yeah, they crazy for that one right there.
Exactly. So, yeah, but the video came out cool. And it just, you know, just our part, you know, the last part, whatever. Where it went kind of like bad, at least for me, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know,
but you know, y'all made
police.
It out there.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, if you got like 25 police point guns, you know what I'm saying? See, nowadays.
Oh, yeah, that could turn out fucked up.
Yeah, exactly. You know, this is, you know what I'm saying, before they started doing too much. Nowadays, they do too much.
Oh, yeah. You said you were liable to reach for the sky and get hit. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Word, I feel you. And then is it different in Oakland than it is in L.A. with like the different police? Like, cause L.A. they notorious. You know what I mean? I don't know what Oakland police like.
No, you know what? As a matter of fact, Oakland police ain't as bad as L.A. But like nowadays, you know what I'm saying? It's the same thing. You got too many police. They got a different agenda. You know, it's not like protective service. You know what I'm saying? They come to the job and hold.
Shit like that. They coming with shit like that.
Yeah, exactly. So you know what I'm saying. So when you're dealing with that kind of situation, you know what I'm saying, it's best to, you know, man, you really are short on options. I know me.
Yeah.
If it's me or him, he got to go.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be in that situation, but you know, because they always shoot first and ask questions later.
Definitely ask questions later. you know, what I mean? It's too. We see that right now repeatedly, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was gonna ask you too, man. You know, since the time you knew Tupac, man. You know what I mean? Going into the present, man. You know what I mean? Colorful career. You know, what's your opinion on how his career went?
You know what I mean? To me, it was like this. Pac just started having money right before he passed away. I mean, he just started having it. He wanted to have it. And, you know, he had a few things in the works. And that, except for that movie, I can't think of the name of that movie, Life is a Traffic Jam, whatever. I didn't like that movie.
Gridlock, I hated that shit too.
Yeah, that was like,
they had my man playing the scene and shit, man. That's fucked up, man.
So, you know, I don't like that, man. But, I mean, Pac was a visionary. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you like this. The album I was on, we wasn't even done with the album. Pac was like, man, we going platinum. And I'm like, come on now, dude. The album ain't even done yet. Your album ain't even go gold yet. I mean, it was, you know what I'm saying? It was just, I don't know.
Spoken into existence.
Yeah, exactly. And just certain shit, he just knew. He was like, And he was a really good artist. As a matter of fact, some people put it on much more than what it was. I mean, he was a good artist. He wrote good songs and this and that and that and that. But I'm telling you, nowadays, people treat Pac like a god. It's like I talk to people all the time, and they argue me down that Pac is still alive. I tell these people, I said, no way. You cannot keep Pac from in front of a camera. There's no way. Period.
Yeah. Yeah. I be having an argument with a lot of people too. They be like, and I'm like, listen, man, if he, you know, like the type of person he was, man, he would show up. He would show up. You know what I mean? In my opinion, you know, just based off of what I'm saying is some of the people he rolled with. You know what I mean?
No, I mean, because Pac, he liked the fame more from the camera than anything, than the money.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I remember when he was doing that video with Suge and what was it called, California Love, and he was counting the money or whatever. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? That would be something nice if it was like that for him to just pop up out of nowhere. But you know him better than most of these folks. So
we talked a lot. We had a few arguments too and everything. But I'm telling you, kicking the Pac, you would know there's no way you cannot keep that man from in front of a camera. There's just no way.
And now, it's a lot of videos out on the internet, too. I be asking people about this, too. You know, like they said Tupac was in the Illuminati and the Illuminati killed them. Man, what's your opinion on the Illuminati and these people that mention that stuff?
Okay, it's like this. I have no opinion because I'm the one of the cats that don't believe none of that. So they asked me, Illuminati, I'm like, look, man, I don't believe none of that. So that I don't know. I can't talk about anything I don't know about. Don't believe, you know, it's kind of like, y'all tripping, man. I don't know. That's just, you know, just me personally. I don't believe any of that.
Word.
Not saying it ain't true. It's just, you know, from my point of just being around and everything, you know, I haven't seen any inkling of their existence, if they exist. Yeah. But I'm saying that's just
And you got platinum cells, so you know what I mean? Like, you got plaques, so... You know what I mean? A lot of people say when you get platinum plaques, you know what I mean, that, you know, although they're in the Illuminati now on the internet. You know, I'm not saying you would, but, you know, I'm just saying, like, for people to go platinum, everybody they gotta get in the they gotta sell their soul to the devil. I mean, you know what I mean?
No, I'm gonna tell you what's like this. You put together good enough product and a million folks buy it, that's
that's Illuminati money.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh man, but yeah, the internet crazy, man. Some people get caught up in that shit on there, but you know what I mean? It's funny when you read the, because they be having theories and shit on, you know, how it went and 200,000 million comments of, you know, why, you know, they exist and why they don't, you know what I mean? And, you know, Tupac was in it. That's why he got Thug Life on his stomach. I don't heard it all, man.
You know, because nowadays, you know, of course, the internet, you know, everybody got their own opinions about everything. A lot of their opinions be like fucked up.
Yeah, fuck that. You know what I mean? And you know what? The celebrities and Donald Trump is firing back. You know, people don't even, they like, fuck it, I'm going to start getting at these motherfuckers. You know?
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you some more about your music career, man. What some of the things you got in the works, artists you working with, you know?
Well, actually, right now I got a few artists I'm working with. As a matter of fact, I'm working with my partner, Real Son, Relly Bo, working on his project.
Shout out to Relly.
And, as a matter of fact, I'm working with Mina, working on some of her stuff. And
shout out to Mina. Yeah, she's still in the lab. That's what's up.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Mina is one of those. She's like a female Tupac. I mean, as far as lyrical.
Yeah.
And writing and everything. I mean,
she goes in.
Yeah.
Geese, some man. Records. I think we got a couple records over here, you know what I mean, for her too, you know, from her, man. Any records you got, man, feel free to send some stuff through, man. You know what I mean? We do the mixtape thing out here on the East, man. We got a lot of shows and stuff we starting to pop off. You know, so if you got artists, man, we'd love it.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm putting together a mixtape to promote the book.
Okay.
So I'm working on that now.
When the book gonna be released, if you could speak on it.
The book will be out the end of this month. As a matter of fact, I'd say around the 29th of this month.
That's what's up, man. It's gonna be everywhere. It's hard copies, digital.
As a matter of fact, right now it's on Amazon. Right now it's gonna be on Amazon. It's gonna be digital copies
pre-order.
And hard copies. As a matter of fact, no, I'm just I'm not doing the pre-order thing. I'm just uploading it. And it's ready.
He said that. I feel you on that, man. You know what I mean? I'm going to definitely support on that, too, man. Dan, how long it took you to put the book together?
I'm going to tell you like this. I've been writing off and on for about a good 5 years.
Damn. And you just like you know what I mean? When did you? Yeah, I'm listening.
It's like I start, then stop, then start, then stop. You know, it's like, man, it's like, let me just go ahead and finish it because it got to the point to where I was doing so much shit that I couldn't really dedicate time to writing because it's easy, but to sit down and clear my schedule out and everything and have some really good productive time, that was the hard part.
Uh-huh. Damn.
The thing is, I write my phone.
You really got to tell your story and shit. Like,
yeah, exactly. But I do that on my phone.
Oh, you did the book on your phone?
Yeah.
Oh shit! That really is hard. It's hard as hell for me to even get on my phone for the.
Yeah,
so I feel you on that. Then so like you know, getting time to sit in the corner between doing the movie thing, studio sessions and everything. I know you be like, damn. Ain't enough time.
And then I tried doing it on my iPad and then I got like three laptops. I got three MacBook Pro i7s and you know, they all good and everything. But when I found my best writing, it's on my phone.
Because
I can just put the music on and zone out and just, you know what I'm saying, sit back and just, you know, just start writing.
So is it more like an audio book too? Like it got beats behind it or, you know?
No, as a matter of fact, I plan on doing an audio book after I put the e-book and the hard copy.
Yeah, that'd be dope as hell, man. You know what I mean? To, you know, get some of your some production behind the audio book, man. I would check that out too.
And the thing is, I want to get it in more than one language because I've been getting requests from Republic of Moldova, from France. I mean, if you, you know, some other countries, you know.
Oh, yeah. You definitely got to get that at multi-languages.
Yeah, because they're like, well, we want the book, but, we don't speak English. And it's like, okay, I got you. That's in the works.
Yeah, you got to flip it on them. You got to get it whatever way you can get it, man. I'm with you on that, man. Mm-hmm. You got any, like, you doing any shows, like, far as, like, is your artist doing any shows? I mean, y'all got a schedule going?
No, as a matter of fact, no. I'm just sitting in production stages on these other, like, my film project and everything and doing the acting.
Okay. Are you just focused on that at the moment, huh?
Yeah.
You plan on doing any Tyler Perry movies or anything? You know what I mean? Is he somebody you would consider doing a project with?
Yeah, I would, as a matter of fact. I actually met dude about a year or so ago, and we was at some event or whatever. I chopped up with him, whatever, you know what I'm saying? He knew who the fuck I was and shit, but he was, we talked a little bit, But
that's what's up.
Yeah, he told me to look him up and everything, and and I didn't.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that, man. What you think of the show Power, man? You ever thought about going on there?
Man, that's my favorite show right now.
Oh yeah, that's mine too, man. You know what I mean?
My favorite,
like,
man. I can't
on
wait.
The show, man. I don't know, what role you'll go after, man, but this the music industry, man, like, so
Man. I can't, as a matter of fact, they got ghosts and time to go at each other, man. I can't wait.
Right? That'd be a dope look for you, man.
Now, I'm going to be on Power, man.
I'm the Empire show, but.
Yeah, nah. Empire's cool, man. That Power is it, man. And if I was going to be on Power, man, I got to be a cold killer. I got to be the motherfucker that just come out the shadows and go back in the shadows and then go sit down and eat dinner or whatever at Cheesecake Factory and discuss. Business, whatever. Then someone, hey, man, we need you over here for this. And I pop out, go handle business. I'm out. That'd be me.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
My other microphone dropped, man. So I had to turn up on this one, man. But
that role is something I lived. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's what you gotta go for though, man. You know what I mean? Ghost is he do play his role real nice though, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You give him a run for his money though.
Oh yeah.
Heard up, man. So what's your views on Empire?
As a matter of fact, I haven't watched Empire this season so far.
I mean, not Empire. Yeah, it is Empire. But
as a matter of fact,
Would you try out for it?
Yeah, I would. As a matter of fact, it's one of those shows that I think it's not as good as Power, which is a really good black show.
Yeah, it's not as good as Power though. Power is more put together,
Power
more action packed.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, Power's HBO. It's just It's just
versus
to me.
The
AB, versus Fox. They can get more grimy, tell a story,
Oh, yeah.
And make it as hood as it want to be, street as it want to be, whereas, Empire, they can only do so much. I mean, to me, it's just the characters and Power are just better characters, to me.
Yeah, they are. Now, because I see from, the point of view you're saying, too, because it's like, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, yeah.
Yeah, dang, why is this microphone talking? Okay, yeah, so, like, to me, it's like, the ones on Power is, like, it's more, like, movie-centered, Like, that cinematic feel, that's something.
Yeah, and that's my show.
Word, you ever, as far as, like, the music, man, is anything you want to do, like, for any of those shows or, any motion picture soundtracks? Score.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm looking into that now. As a matter of fact, I've always actually been asked, you should do this, you should do that, but I just never do. It's like, man,
you,
something,
so you,
you know. Yeah.
So you be swamped with more work and everything. You just be like, you know what, man, I don't know. I might fuck with it, but I got something going on right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So I see you and Relly and them, you know what I mean, you know, real tight, man. Could you give us a little, you know, rundown on that, man?
Man, real visionary.
Yeah.
Man, I'm talking about a visionary. As a matter of fact, when I first started doing music, I was in a group called the Street Thugs.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much, you know, Rail put together everything. I mean, you know, he was like, you know what I'm saying? He gave us our name. It was me, Sean, well, his Nuts, he called Nutso now. It was
okay.
Me, Nutso, and Thug Z. So, you know, this is back, this is late 80s.
Oh, damn. Y'all
yeah.
go way, way back. This ain't no.
Yeah.
This ain't
a, way, yeah. yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Rail put the, you know, vision together and everything. And, the group members, you know, he put us together. He, like, you know, he gave us ideas to songs. He gave us song titles. And, you know what I'm saying? It was like, man. And then he had Sin. And then, you know what I'm saying? It was like, we had a crew with Sin, Street Thugs, AMW. And, you know, it was like, man. And Rail was pretty much the boss of all of that. He put all that together. Everything ran
man.
Because of him.
That's what's up. You know what I mean? And you was producing around that time too, or you know what I mean? You
yeah.
started producing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you got a couple tracks on the AMW projects then?
As a matter of fact, I didn't, but I wanted
at that,
to.
At that
like,
time,
you know,
or that was
yeah. At that time, it was already done. As a matter of fact, the AMW stuff was already done. I think they were actually having some issues with their record label.
Yeah. Because they was on the Triad or whatever.
Yeah, with Georgette, with Triad. Yeah, they had issue with the record label. But and then with the Street Thugs, I mean, it was one of those groups to where, you know, we didn't know how good we was going to be. As a matter of fact, if Nutso got more songs with Pac than I do.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's
so.
Yeah, Nutso do
you know,
got a couple. Yeah, I've seen a couple of times.
Yeah,
so you did... I'm sorry.
No, at the time we was, you know, we was in a group together. Nobody could have told us, you know what I'm saying? Y'all two gonna,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? Do XYZ Pac songs. It was, you know what I'm saying? We didn't know.
Yeah. And you ain't
just,
did you you get to produce anything with Nutso at the time, like when he was doing that, those tracks?
No, as a matter of fact, we had went our separate ways. As a matter of fact, we had a
okay.
difference on everything at that point.
yeah, it's like damn. You know what I mean? I get one record. So, let take me back to when you got your first platinum plaque, man. You know what was running through your mind, man?
Man, it was like I'm telling you, I always wanted one because we was doing this Tupac song up in the break room, whatever. It was a plaque on the wall. It was BBD's platinum plaque on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, BBD recorded here? And I was like, man, I want one of those, you know, platinum plaques, you know what I'm saying? And Pop's like, man, we gonna get that. I'm
Word.
Like, oh, for sure, I'm with that. Yeah, exactly. So, and then, you know, when I got it, man, it was like, man.
So where is it today? Is it in your studio? Is it in the house somewhere? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, it's in the house. It's in the house. Actually, I got one on my wall, and I got one on my mother's wall at her house, Sacramento.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Damn, man. So now that thing probably worth ..
You know what? I wouldn't know because I ain't thought about that because that's one thing that I would not sell. It's priceless.
I hear you on that. Definitely, man. I want to sell my shit, neither shit. But it's nice to know that something that you birthed, man, could be worth so much. You know what I mean? Now, man, that
yeah.
all that hard work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I wouldn't. You know, I couldn't imagine how that feeling is, man. I'd be a cocky motherfucker. I'll tell you that though, around here, they couldn't tell me
you know
shit
what?
In the hood.
At one point, I was. My head was like super duper big.
Now, is that just like, does that just come along with it? Like you just got the right after that to be like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It just.
Because some people be like, nah, man, you know, that's not something, you know what I mean? You know, they ain't how I be. I still be cool with everybody.
Yeah.
The niggas that bullshit, I'll probably be saying all kind of shit to them, though. You know what I mean? I ain't fronting or nothing. I probably be like, yeah, you know, all them times when, you know, I was giving niggas beats and shit and they was trying to come half-assed. Come holler at me now.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm trying to get a picture right quick.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah. But I mean, the plaque is worth, it's priceless.
Yeah, I know that's right, man. You know what I mean? I know you still, I see you had a plethora of labels you was working with, man. You know what I mean? Is there any majors you working with right now, or are you just completely independent?
Completely independent. Independent to me is the way to go. Because, okay, here's the thing. With most major labels, they would give you a deal where the deals were okay, but nowadays you're doing better as an independent, because with the internet, with social media, you pretty much control your destiny. So say for instance, you don't need $100,000 for a marketing plan. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. So
you know, nowadays your marketing is pretty much in line, you know what I'm saying, with your other expenses. Whereas a record label will say, well, you need XYZ for marketing and whatever, and then blow up that budget, and it's pretty much you in the hole for that budget.
Yeah, and then you owe them back on the next album and all that mess and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
So, so you feel like it's more of a opportunity for artists to come up on their own rather than just get signed and get the shit overnight?
Oh, definitely. It's so much an independent game now, it's ridiculous. Not saying that major labels don't have, you know what I'm saying, their thing.
Yeah.
But it's more artists that would do better independent than on a major label. I'm going to give you a reason why. I work with a few artists that get signed to major labels, and their records will never come out. As a matter of fact, it was one artist. His name was Antonio. He was the first R&B artist signed to Aftermath.
It never came out.
Never came out. As a matter of fact, he was tight. As a matter, he's from Waterbury, Connecticut. The first R&B artist on Aftermath.
And he just sitting.
Yeah, the album, this is a while ago too. I want to say 07, 06, 07, but it will never come out, ever. So as a label, when you sign with them, they own everything. Masters, your name, everything. Unless you get a kind of deal to where, you know what I'm saying, either you guys are if you still XYZ, then you get your masters back or whatever. But most labels are keeping your name. You know, they own your masters, so it's like they own everything. And if the deal goes wrong, you don't even own your own songs.
Oh, shit.
So I've seen it happen a few times.
So let me ask you this, you know, I mean, the record labels always had the stores like Walmart, Best Buy, Sam Goody, and all. Well, a lot of those stores are no longer around except for the Best Buys and the Walmart. But, you know, for someone independent, how do they compete with having their stuff in stores?
Apple Music.
I've been hearing that.
Yeah, nowadays, Apple is a very good way to go.
Why would you say that in your opinion?
Okay, because with Apple, if you sign a good enough deal, you're not really getting paid by units. You're getting paid by streaming.
Okay.
So, because you know Apple has that thing like Tidal, they have a subscription.
Okay, so you subscribe to it.
Yeah, so it's like you're getting paid, you know, per unit, but also you're getting paid by streaming. And nowadays, if you look at, let's see, whose last album? Big Sean last album, Travis Scott last album, Drake last album. They made XYZ off of streaming.
So streaming is like the new spins then. It's not necessarily the download. It's more so, you know, them playing your joint and moving on to the next joint. Kind of sort of like skimming through your album.
And a lot of people are making money off streaming.
So if I'm on Apple and I find your project, right, and I just go play it and I just skim through the album, so you getting paid for all of that?
Yes.
And I just want to put that out there for the artists out there listening, man. You know what I mean? You know, so if somebody don't like your album, they basically can still still getting paid.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like a commercial, right? It comes on, you don't like the commercial, but somebody's still getting paid for that commercial. The exact same concept.
Oh man, that is crazy right there. You know, so Tidal and I think they the top ones, Apple Music and Tidal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. I know you out and about, man. What you getting into, man? You on a shoot or something?
Actually, no. I'm a guitarist. I pulled over just to call in, but I got a meeting in Hollywood.
Okay. So yeah, man. I this is what we're gonna do real quick, man. You know what I mean? All your social media, man. Your tags and everything. You can go ahead and put that out, man. We always ask every artist and producer, everybody we have on the show, man, to get First Fan Radio a drop, man. Now we like to use it on a lot of mixtapes, you know, shows. So
okay.
Floor, whenever you're ready, bro.
Okay, this is Big True. We on First Family Radio. You can hit me on Twitter. It's BIG_TRU. Instagram, BIG_TRU. And we out.
No doubt, man. Appreciate you coming on, man. We got to link up, man, to put some stuff together, man. You know what I mean? I hit you up after the show, man. You know what I mean? After you get out of Guitar Center, whenever you get a chance. You know what I mean?
Oh, it sound cool.
Appreciate it, man. You know what I mean? One love, man. You know what I mean? And
all right, man. For sure, man. Appreciate that.
Know that.
FirstFamRadio.com. FirstFamRadio.com.
That was the homie Big True, man. You know what I mean? Y'all need to check him out, man. That's the Bay Area's own, man. Big True, a.k.a. Truman Jefferson. You know what I mean? Came through, man, to tell us about, you know what I mean, the Tupac induction into the Hall of Fame, man. Gave us a little bit of background on him as an actor, music producer, photographer, video producer. Again, for y'all who didn't know who was on the line, man, he produced music for various record labels, including Interscope and Amaru and Atlantic Records. He received the Platinum Sales Award for producing and mixing songs. Number two, representing 93 on Tupac's second album, Strictly For My Niggas. And he went on to embrace interactive video and multimedia as another, you know what I mean, tool of the trade that he used to, become successful in his endeavor. He shouted out Taj Stansberry, man, you know what I mean? Do your research on Taj, you know what I mean? Stansberry, you know, how he got linked up with him. And, he continued to enhance his skills, man, in these areas, man. And y'all just heard what he's doing, man. He's getting in the film, man. So if y'all want to check him out, you know what I mean, Google him. You know what I mean? Y'all got some jobs for him in film, man. Hit him up. You know what I mean? Shout out to the whole Real Mob 662, man. Big Rel. You know what I mean? Lil Rel. You know what I mean? Relly Bo. You know what I mean? The whole fan, man. We up in here, man. I'm about to go ahead and sign out. Microphone wilding on, man. We're going to represent 93, man, for the homie Big True. You know what I mean? Shout out. Rest in peace, Tupac, man.
I got a hand, but there ain't no screws in.
Hit him with the uppercut, duck quick, sit out of luck, fucking suck with that rough shit. forget.
But ain't no screws in it. I'm a soldier, daddy was a soldier. Strong in the struggle, must continue so it's gone. Raised in a house full of bad motherfuckers. Mad motherfuckers never had, so we grabbed from the sad motherfuckers. Now they know we the homies. Raised by some crazy ass well paid OG. Pull off in a Benji, snatch. The wheel is a peel off, catch. A cocktail, cocktail, hit. Raise a fist so they know we make the hit. Can I flip it? I mean, get wicked as I rip it. To get certificate for two fits, then kick it. It's for the gift of your fist. If you're with it, ain't just thinking to see Mr. Wicked Rip shit. And now they wanna.